This is Glenn Livingston, and I am here with Patrick O'Brien. Patrick is in St. Louis, Missouri, and one of my more advanced students. And I asked Patrick to do this call with me for a special reason, which is that Patrick had taken it upon himself to thoroughly research the survey services and survey scripts available on the Internet, specifically for implementing the Livingston research process that you've all seen in the How to Build Your Business course. I thought that Patrick came up with a very good solution that was quick and easy and amenable for pretty much what everybody was doing with the course. So, Patrick, could I get you to spill the beans a little bit about what you were trying to accomplish, what you came across, and what's the solution that you found?
Yeah, I'd be happy to do that, Glenn. Well, first of all, I thought I would just mention why I wanted something different from Master Survey, which was one of the solutions that you had presented in your material. And one of the things that I was concerned with was that it didn't seem to do a particularly good job at formatting the results, and it looked like there would be some work involved in cleaning that up and formatting it. And I have a background in database development, so of course I can't just leave things like that alone, so I thought I would take it upon myself to go out and see if I could find something better. Software is always improving. There's all these web services out there. So I hoped that I would be able to find something. And I looked at several alternatives, all of which fell short in some way. But I finally found one that had enough of what I wanted that I think it's actually a pretty good solution.
Were the alternatives that you were looking at mostly to produce a nicer formatted output, or were there other reasons that you were looking at the alternatives?
That was the main one, was so that the final results were, well, I guess two things, that the columns in the final CSV file were properly formatted from the beginning. And the second one was that all the results would just appear in the same single file, as opposed to having to consolidate individual spreadsheet files together.
Okay. I'm going to jump in there for a second because, first of all, I think that it's terrific you found a software utility that does that more quickly. But if the people who own the course don't want to use anything besides Master Survey, they should know that there's a set of Camtasia videos and the DVDs called Surveying with Master Survey, which will show you how to format the data just the way you want it to. And secondarily, that there's a little piece of code that you change. It's actually just one line in the survey itself going from survey to survey so that everything will wind up in the same database. But it would be nice if you didn't have to worry about doing that. I agree.
What I went and looked for was I wanted something web-based, partly for the convenience of having a service host that for me. I also thought that if I did find something, that it might be more appealing to other people that would just as soon have somebody else host that and take care of the nitty-gritty details. So that was one of my first criteria. I was looking for a web-based solution. The second one is I still wanted to have the control over the HTML that you presented in your material, which was being able to individualize the surveys, making use of the specific keyword that your Google AdWord is tied to so that the introductory text and some of the questions had the appropriate keyword.
So you can write a fairly lengthy introduction and control the keyword density within that page so that you'll get a good quality score ranking within Google. It's one of the factors that Google considers.
Yes. Another thing I wanted is I wanted to be able to host it on my own domain because I wanted to test different domain names.
Which is critical because a domain name is the second most important thing in your Google ad, and you will often find a difference of 3 or 4 to 1 from one domain name to the next, and it's something that most people don't test, so it really provides you with a competitive advantage.
Yeah, the domain names have been interesting. Definitely some differences there. Since I was looking for something web-based, I still wanted control over the data. I wanted to be able to export it out so that I could manipulate it on my own computer and run it through the analysis that you advocate. And I was looking for something affordable.
That sounds like a nice set of criteria.
Yeah.
And so what did you work your way through, and where did you wind up?
Well, I was happy that I actually found one that did all of that. But first, I'll mention a couple that I looked at. So SurveyMonkey is one that's pretty popular. I evaluated that. I got, I think, a trial account for all of these. And SurveyMonkey, as well as the other ones I looked at, is very nice. But it, as well as these other ones, sort of prefer that they present the questionnaire. And so they don't really give you enough control over the HTML to be able to individualize the surveys and yet still have it feed into one survey result.
Yes.
So SurveyMonkey had that issue. Question Pro was another web-based service that I looked at. Again, it was quite nice, had a lot of nice features, but had a similar shortcoming. Most of them, while they advertise that you can embed the survey in your own HTML page, the mechanism that they give you to do that is a little snippet of JavaScript code or similar technique.
Oh, so you can't, actually once you've embedded it, you can't edit the format of that survey.
Right. The survey appears on your page when the user is accessing it with their browser, but you as the HTML author don't have the ability to go in and customize any of the text.
So you can't change the fonts, you can't change the wording of the text, you can't change the alignment. That's really sharp. I hadn't thought of that.
Yeah, most of them give you quite a great deal of control over the formatting and the font and that kind of thing. But let's say you're targeting 5 different Google keywords. You want 5 slightly different surveys, one for each of those keywords. And that's where the big hang-up is, being able to change out that keyword on each of those 5 questionnaires. You can't do that if you're embedding it using JavaScript.
Very good, yes.
So the third one that I looked at was a relatively new one called Wufoo, W-U-F-O-O. And again, it was very nice, gave you a lot of control over the look and feel of the survey, did a very nice job of presenting the survey, but didn't give you a way to control the HTML. So fortunately, I kept digging, and I found one called SurveyGizmo. And in its what they call publishing options, which is one of the tabs in their interface, they do give you a large memo field of all the HTML that you can cut and paste, not only in a web page, but even in an email. If you were, say, for example, surveying existing customers and you wanted to send out an HTML formatted email, you could even embed the survey in that email.
Which is what we need to do.
Yep. So basically, once I came across that, I was able to use primarily the same approach that you present with Master Survey and the other tools that you illustrate in your package. So basically, it's pretty much a matter of creating an initial HTML page, embedding all this survey code, which has all the questions, all the fields, everything that is under your control, and then just making copies of that final HTML page for each of the different keywords that you're trying to target in Google, and then going into each of those copies and just changing the opening text, the handful of questions where you actually, you know, what's your most important question about X.
And it gets the job done.
And it gets the job done. They allow you to create hidden fields. So I created a hidden field for the keyword, very similar to what you show with Master Survey. So all of those same techniques work. What's nice then is I could host that page on my own domain. So in the example of the survey I'm running right now, I have several different domains. I have about a dozen different keyword groups. So I have a dozen surveys on 5 different domains, and I'm running various combinations of ads for all those combinations. And every response then is feeding into a single survey on SurveyGizmo. And you can log into your SurveyGizmo account, and it shows you real-time responses. So every time somebody fills out one of my surveys, I have immediate access to their responses, and I can view them online. It actually has a map of the world, and it shows you, it puts little dots where
geotargeting?
Yeah, it does a little bit. With the basic account, they don't actually give you geotargeting information in the data that you download, but I believe one of the higher level accounts provides that information. But they do display a map or a globe.
That can be really interesting so that you can see where the majority of the prospects are coming from, and that can give you ideas for the offline rollout straight away. So I'm always interested in that kind of data. I didn't realize that that was available with surveying software now.
Yeah, I actually decided to try a little something different on my survey, and it's actually working pretty well, which is I don't ask for the phone number question until the second page of my survey, which is one of the features of SurveyGizmo is you can have multi-page questionnaires, multi-page surveys. And what I did was when you create questions, they give you various types of questions that you can ask, and they come pre-formatted and so forth. So they have one that gives you pretty much full name, address, city, state, zip, phone number, all of that kind of stuff pre-formatted nicely. So what I did is I went ahead and used that, but I made every field optional. And in the question text, all I say is, I may follow up with a few people by phone if you'd like to. Leave your phone number, but you don't have to. It's completely optional. But I went ahead and put all the name and address fields. Pretty much everybody that's given me their phone number has gone ahead and filled in their name and address.
That's interesting.
So I've captured a lot of street address and country information in the process.
Gosh, I've never really studied what the difference is between the people willing to give you their full contact information and just their phone number. It might be interesting to look at the kinds of questions submitted by people that fill it all out and people that will just give you their phone number. But it's certainly a good indication of the people that are willing to have more of a relationship with you.
Yeah.
That's very interesting. I think that it's a very interesting experiment to use the multi-page survey format. I stuck with the individual page format across all my markets because I wanted to have a measure of comparison for consistency. So I think that it could wind up better than the process that I've used, but I think that when you do that, then you need to know that the metric and statistics that I provided you with are, you know, all bets are off when it comes to that. I think that what you're describing is a very quick and easy third-party hosted survey solution. They have a free trial, don't they?
Not just a free trial. It's actually a free account. And the free account, there's no fee to sign up. You can have an unlimited number of surveys with an unlimited number of questions. The one limit that they do impose, besides some feature limits, is basically the number of responses per month. So the free account, you can have up to 250 responses per month, which is still pretty high for somebody that's just doing a basic survey.
It's enough to play around with the product and figure out whether this is the method that you want to use and get a sense of the quality of the surveys coming through and see if you want to do the full survey with it. That's terrific.
Yeah.
That's terrific. I'd like to encourage people to, I'm actually going to give out Patrick's affiliate link because he's done a lot of work to identify this service, and I think he deserves it. It's at smartmarketsurvey.com, smartmarketsurvey.com, and that is Patrick's affiliate link for Survey Gizmo. And I would encourage people to use smartmarketsurvey.com if they don't mind, because the same price one way or the other, which is free to start with, and I think that Patrick deserves it for his hard work putting this together for us.
Well, thank you.
Oh, sure. I appreciate you doing this research. Is there anything else that you think people should know before they get started with the service?
Probably not. I mean, there's plenty of other features, and there's a few other things that I've done with it, which I'll just mention just to show that it's doable. So one thing I've done, and I'm sure you probably do this in yours as well, is the Google conversion tracking code.
Yes.
So I've added that to one of the questions on the second page of my survey, so that I get the tracking on my Google AdWords. And the way I did that in Survey Gizmo is on any of the questions, when you're setting up the question and you're entering your text, they have the ability to show the raw HTML for that question. So page 2 is hosted on Survey Gizmo. Page 1 is the only page that you have full control over the HTML.
Got it.
Once they go on to page 2, that's completely hosted on Survey Gizmo. But that's obviously where I wanted the conversion tracking. Well, you can still view and edit the raw HTML for any question text, and so I just embedded the snippet of code that Google gives you as part of the question, one of the questions on page 2.
As long as it shows up on page 2, then you're okay. I got it.
And that triggers the tracking with Google.
Oh, I know what I'd like to ask you.
Sure.
Previously, the survey service that I would use if I was going to use a service, and I would only do it when I was wanted to do something quick and dirty or just to get a quick read on a market, I would use Insightful Surveys, I-N-S-I-T-E-F-U-L, surveys.com. And one of the nice things about Insightful Surveys was, although they don't provide anywhere near the functionality you're describing for smartmarketsurvey.com, they did seem to have a site that Google liked. And so before I needed to go through any kind of quality score optimization or making all the granular surveys, if I just wanted to get a survey up and running really quickly, I could point it to the Insightful Surveys domain itself, not bothering to put it on my own domain, and Google always seemed to like that domain. Have you done any testing where you send a survey directly to the Survey Gizmo domain, see whether or not Google will accept that?
I haven't tried that. With all the Google slapping that's gone on, I really took that to heart. So my very first surveys, I created the HTML by hand, and I've done everything that I know to do to make Google happy. And with the bid prices I've been getting, I think I'm doing the right thing. So basically, I'm tailoring the title and meta tags and keywords on that individual survey page. I'm putting links at the bottom of the page to alternate sites that come up on the organic listing on Google for that keyword. So I'm pretty much doing all the work to make each of my survey pages.
Yeah, that's always a lot safer. And for anybody listening who has any trouble with Google quality scores, in the for the purchasers in the first follow-up call, there is an extensive section about getting through any Google quality issues. I get a lot of questions from people who are scared about going into this up front about whether they're going to be able to survey given Google's quality issues, but I don't get any complaints from anybody after they actually try to do it. So people are really not having a problem doing it using these measures, but it's nice to have one of these services available to just run quick traffic at and get a sense of whether you want to do more work to go into that market to do a more full and complete survey in that market.
Yeah, and I know I did look at Insightful Survey, but to be honest, I can't remember what it was that didn't appeal to me.
Oh, you can't really put it on your own site.
So
you don't have the ability to really format the HTML. So it's really lacking in a lot of the core criteria that I'm looking for. But when you just want something up and running really quickly, then it's a good alternative for the first page. So, Patrick, I think those are all the questions I had for you about smartmarketsurvey.com. I really appreciate you going through and even more appreciate you being willing to share all your hard work. And I'm sure it'll be helpful to a lot of people, and I appreciate it.
Well, my pleasure, Glenn. I'll tell you what, I'll even go one step further. I'm your biggest fan, at least that's what I say. And I'd love to help anybody that's trying to make use of your techniques. So in addition to the information we've just given them, if anybody runs into a snag or has a question or wants more detail about how I've used SurveyGizmo in particular, if they send an email to info@smartmarketsurvey.com, that will go to me, and I'd be more than happy to answer anybody's questions.
Oh, terrific. Terrific. I really appreciate that.
My pleasure.
I hope you don't get flooded, because you might. Thank you so much, Patrick.
You're welcome.